Life Audio.
What the Enemy Intends for Evil, God Will Use for Good, by Debbie McDaniel, read by Ellie Johnson. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Genesis 50:20. What the Enemy Meant for Evil. At just 16 years of age, St. Patrick was kidnapped by pirates and taken from his British homeland to Ireland, where he was sold into slavery. He worked in the fields as a shepherd for 6 years under terribly harsh conditions until God miraculously provided a way of escape for him to flee. As difficult as that time must have been, it was during those lonely years of enslavement where he faced hunger, freezing temperatures, and pain that he met with God and found deep closeness in his presence through prayer and meditation. Who would have ever dreamed how God would turn around this tragedy for good? After months back at home, recuperating and seeking direction for his future plans, St. Patrick felt strongly led to go back to Ireland. He knew God had brought him there for a purpose, and he was burdened to share Christ with a lost nation. History tells us that thousands were saved. Revival broke out among the pagan people. Lives were changed, as many came to know Christ as Lord and Savior. Though God is not the author of evil in our world, and though often he does choose to shelter and protect us from the evil attacks of the enemy on our lives, sometimes he takes us straight through dark seasons. And it's never to leave us there for no purpose. He will always have purpose and hope through what we may experience, however difficult it may be. He will always be faithful to bring greater good. Both the lives of St. Patrick and Joseph in the Bible remind us of this truth. Sold into slavery, held captive, and imprisoned, yet set free for the saving of many lives. God will turn it for good. If you find yourself in a difficult season right now, find encouragement through this reminder. God will turn it around for good. Somehow, He is faithful to His word, and He is crazy about you. He will see you through. Don't ever doubt it. You will step out to the other side of the darkness. And who knows but that many lives may be affected for the kingdom's sake because of your difficult season of struggle. Intersecting faith and life. Sometimes, the most difficult times we walk through can feel like captivity to our hearts and minds. If you ever find yourself there today, be assured that God is with you and leading you through. Even if you can't see how the whole story will unfold, His plans for us are good. He gives hope and purpose. Choose to thank Him today, and He will turn your struggle around for good. Pray that He will use it as a blessing in your life and for many others to know of His power and great love. For further reading, check out Jeremiah 29:11, Romans 8:28, and Psalms 84:11.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.